We heard from Catherine part of a letter written by Paul while he was in prison. He was in prison and he had a choice to make. He could have chosen to be bitter, focusing on the negative, all that was wrong with his life, all he had lost. But instead, he chose to focus on the positive, on all that was right, on all that he still had. And I rather imagine that this letter to the Philippians was written as much to himself as it was to them. Being in prison, he had every reason to be depressed, but instead, he wrote, "Rejoice in the Lord always." He had every reason to complain and plead with God about his dire circumstances, but instead he wrote, "With thanksgiving, present your requests to God." He had every reason to look on the dark side of circumstances, but instead he wrote, "Whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is praiseworthy, think about such things." He had every reason to give up, but instead he wrote, later on, beyond the passage we read in verse 13, "I press on. I can do everything through him who gives me my strength." We humans tend to blame each other for our circumstances or our problems. Paul reminds us that it's not the situation that we're in that causes our misery, but rather how we handle that situation. There are poor people who are among the very happiest people you could ever come across. And yet, there are others, both poor and wealthy, who are so mean and suspicious of everyone else that they're always miserable. Some people are incredibly resilient and take whatever life throws at them in their stride, whether it's disability, ill health, or even loss. They can somehow maintain a positive outlook and be content despite everything. Their cheerfulness is contagious and they're a joy to be around. On the other hand, magazines are full of celebrities who seem to have everything but happiness. Their relationships fail and they sink into depression and even addiction. The key to a happy life is not the situation you find yourself in, but how you handle that situation. This does not mean that we will always handle the situation perfectly in our own lives, or that we'll never go through times of bitter disappointment. Paul is writing precisely because he knows people go through bad experiences like this. He doesn't want those experiences to take control of our lives. You see, we're not always free to determine what happens to us, but we are relatively free to choose how we will respond to whatever happens. The gifts that come from God, from outside ourselves, include the resurrection and eternal life with the Father in the Father's home. Just like we heard last week about the prodigal son with a completely wasted life behind him, we are welcomed home by the Father. He never forgets us in the terrible position we might find ourselves in. We can rejoice over many different earthly things, like a big win in sport or in the lottery or in a referendum, or not. But our rejoicing can only be temporary. Conversely, we can worry ourselves sick over many earthly things. And Paul knew that. He knew what we humans are like. And in this letter he writes, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, present your request to God." And note that Paul doesn't just tell us what not to do, he also gives us something positive to do. Talk to God about everything. Hand it over to him. Let God do the worrying. He's big enough and he can handle anything. God is the God not only of the past and the present, but of the future. We are the ones who have problems with the future, not God. And it's been said that 90% of the things that we worry about for the future never happen. The other 10%, God can surely lead us through. So there's no real point in worrying about them either. So in conclusion, Paul's letter reminds us that the Christian life is a preparation for the life to come. It's letting go of our past with thanks to God and moving on to the future. A future of real living in our real home. No matter how bad our situation, we can always let God do the worrying for us. And so, let us give thanks to God for the gift of life with our prayers of gratitude and our songs of praise. But let us express our gratitude primarily not in words, but in deeds, in helping to give the gift of life in all its fullness to others. Thanks be to God. Let us have a brief prayer. Father God, we thank you for the past and its memories and experiences. We thank you for the present and our ability to use what we have learnt. And we thank you for the future. Help us not to worry about it, but to go forward, praising you and seeking your guidance now and always. Amen.